Mr. Pollard was just telling us a little bit, and everybody was so interested. We figure we have the books, the literature, but we don't have these current events at the Masters, so everybody's interested.
In the letters. Yeah, letters. Yeah, history complete with the recording and
good.
With the pictures.
So it will be that will come in due course, you see.
The letters,
only
everybody.
If you just remember something, you can tell them.
The letters you sent were appreciated, too. They were read. And
yes,
everybody wanted to know just what was happening when the Master was making this tour.
And we have been talking about day to day, meeting, interviews, talks. Something very unusual thing happened that we made a lot.
Master, will you speak to us on the three gunas, on the qualities, the three qualities?
Three qualities?
Gunas, tattva, tattva.
Oh, Raja, Sattva, and Tama. Eh?
Yes. Will you tell us about that? You can start when you want to.
These are the different states of mind, I would say, you see? Different states of mind. When a man is inclined for good things, compassion, love, you see, sympathy, helping others, this is called sattva. Sattva. When your mind, ramification of mind are inclined towards the good things, that is called sattva. When you find some laziness, slothness, you see, putting off things for tomorrow like that, we do some other things, just like things, you see, it's called tamogun. And when you are vehement in doing something, active, just like you take up and you exert something. People have got their own nature, you see. Some have, they are exerting, pushing. That's called raja. Those who are lazy, slothful, they are putting out till tomorrow, lying down, this and that, this called tama. And sometimes we are for normal things, good things. That's called sattva. These are three different attitudes of mind, you might say. So we have to leave out this sloth, laziness, putting out till tomorrow, this and that thing. Slowness in everything. Lying down, you think. These things come up as the lowest order. Such people do not progress. Simply they will put off till tomorrow. Sattvic man has inclination for good. If rajasic element is there, he will push on. Like a unruly horse, if it is bridled. Well, under control, he will take you to the destination sooner. So literally, I mean the attitudes of mind like that are called three qualities. We must rise above three qualities. First, discarded altogether. Second is helping, if directed towards good. Or if it directed doing ungood, not good, you see, killing this and that, also dangerous. But that when that is combined with sattva side, the man was full. So these three attitudes of mind are called by different masters, by different names. Rishis call it like that, you know. Mohammedans call it by their own names. They have got hearts, Nilohari, Sanobari, like that, they have given their names. So these are the different attitudes of mind. We have to rise above them. Of course, sattva is the stepping stone on which we have to transcend. Something, few words, I think, you'll follow. These are nothing, anything outside. This is attitude of the mind. You take up the sattva as the stepping stone to rise above them. Even sattva attitude is also binding. Like chains of gold or chains of iron. So we have to rise above these three attitudes. In few words you find that, I think, it is not very clearly given in the books.
I was thinking, what did it have to do with the third word of the charged words?
Those, I have little or nothing to do with that, I think.
Nothing to do with that plain consciousness.
These are the three attitudes of mind, you see, which we have to transcend. Then the true spirituality begins. Mind has a very scope, large scope, you see. It has got the physical, it's called the astral mind, then the causal mind, you see. So, in three, there are different three degrees, you see. So when you transcend the three planes, that's a different thing. But mind is also in all these planes, called by different names. Rishis have got their own names. And Pindiman, Nandiman, Brahmandiman, physical body, we say, well, that was in the physical body, the other in the astral body, third in the causal body. We have to transcend all these three. And these are the three different attitudes of mind. Rahankar is transcendentary. That power controlling beyond three planes.
And on what plane, for sure, is it sound and the sound in sight? There is no sound. Does the sound ever stop?
Sound is going on all through creation. In all the planes.
Through the fifth?
Oh, through all the planes, I say. God, when it came to expression, there was light and sound. There was light, from light proceeded sound. That comes in the beyond wordless state of God, there is no light, there is no sound.
That's what I want to know.
There is all Hashab.
Yes.
There, that end is end.
And the sound is throughout creation.
Throughout
but
creation.
Where it's nameless, there is no sound. Is
in the nameless, you see, wordless state, there is no sound.
No
light. But that is something in itself.
Yes.
And at least that's how you can do. I think very few people have put up this question so far. This question.
I didn't.
He said very few people have asked the question you asked.
This question of three attributes, very few people really ask. So for us in the West at least. So sattva element is the stepping stone. And we have to rise above, transcend it.
Mr. Charlie, you can fix the loudspeaker, there is no connection. So, without loudspeaker, you cannot transmit to us.
You are
now speaking.
Those are tamasic people. Those are the lowest degree, tamo. They will do what others goad them to do. Goading. They require goading. They won't do it. When an animal is out, doesn't like to be goaded to rise out, just like that, then not requires constant goading. And Rajasic is the one, you see, who is unruly half. He requires the bridling. That is, if combined with sattvic, works wonders. Rajasic is just vehemence, you see. No, all foods have their own attitude, no attitude, results. Each food has its own effect. That is why it's called all this meat, etc. Vegetables. This is sattvic, you see. Milk, fruits, vegetables. These are sattvic. And there are tamasic, like so many things, you see. Vegetable kingdom too. There are something flaring of ideas, right? There are different kinds of souls. In written Gita, you find. Gita, the Lord Krishna, they are given the three different, enumerated whatever. So that is why sattva can be fruit diet, vegetarian diet, grain, milk, they are advised. This is sattva. Please sattva can be. Just to take, if a dog is kept on meat, always growling, howling. You keep it on vegetable, very heavy. So diet has a great part to play. But in non-necessity, all diet you might play, but mind still to be transcending. That's a helpful factor, of course.
How many people do you think are vegetarian in the world? Maybe half or one-fourth vegetarian in the world today?
I think in every country there are, you see. In India you will find majority. In other countries some percentage. Even I should hold it 25%, 20%. In India you might 50% or more. No, they are growing more meat eaten. And every year number of fighting waiting is increasing now. On account of this World Waiting Conference is being held here the other year.
You probably have maybe 4 or 5 million in this country, I don't know, because the Seventh-day Adventists, they're vegetarians. There are a couple million.
Oh, this is what I say. Mm-hmm. In India you'll find more. Seventh-day Adventists are in the West too. But you don't know how many Christians. All Protestant, Christian, I mean, Romans are all on meat eaters. And they dress in their bed. Yeah, restrict themselves. All Maggies also. Acidies also. Persia side you find many. Jordan side. But they have forgotten that. Because the original thing is lost. That matter little you lead this thing or that thing.
Well, maybe someday they'll have to be vegetarian. Because they say you can feed 10 people vegetarian, you know what it takes? Land for meat, like grazing. Something like 10 people. So with the population growing, maybe it'll be that way someday.
That is to be looked into, you see. The means adopted, you see, for controlling this birth rate is defective. That is developing what you say, debauchery more. There should be life of continence. chastity. One people came up to me in India. They said they are going to form a family planning. It is my view. They wanted to make you president of that. What will you do? Are you going to increase debauchery or stop it? The two is considered a sin, I tell you, in the East at least. The family planning, what is it, you see? Why not take up the course of chastity? Tell them to be chaste. Marriage does not mean, you see, and you hope debauchery. Marriage means taking a companion in life, to be with you in weal or woe. You see? God has united you, let God disunite. Have a companion to help each other, to know God. One duty is the begetting duty, not 100%. In the old times when one or two children were born, they left the world and went to meditation. And Christ said, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. This is what is wanted to be developed, adopted, you see. That will save us. Otherwise, as the population is growing, every second or minute, this is some compilation, that every minute 90 births are more as compared to mortality. Every minute. In the world. Take out of 10 years, what will happen?
That's what a lot of trouble is. Of course, they have these birth control pills now.
Birth control pill won't help you see.
But that's going to make more.
But give actually more, you see.
More immorality.
Yes, immoral life. This is not the aim of any scripture, you see. You know, no master gave us like that. Nowadays you talk about it, what is it, not fit for the society. Well, such a society will lead us to the asylum. That's the only remedy. We should observe, I mean, such example ourselves. I tell you honestly, when our brothers and sisters were born, we did not know anything about it. We used to ask, where from it has come, child? And we were told, midwife has left it here. So chaste was the life of our parents. We never dreamt of how the children come. And now you ask a small boy, you tell him, he sees everything. So only remedy is chaste life. To be religious, what you say, let it be. At least something should be done. Two things are going very, increasing very rapidly. One, atheism, the other, population, immorality. Unless they turn to spirituality, there is no hope, you see. After 10 or 20, what will happen, you see.
Say,
it's a high time, I tell you.
You say in 10, 20 years, if we don't do anything, things might not be so good.
Not so good. I think man will eat man.
Man will eat man.
Yes. Where from they will grow all these things? If every minute gives you 90 extra men, I mean just deducting the number of deaths, what will happen?
That's what they say about the Chinese. They want to go into India. And for that reason.
Well, India will go where? Hell? To this ocean? Man will eat man? What more is ocean? What I say? What I'm telling, I see. The purpose of my taking up this tour is only that. Let them come to senses, you see. Even those who are initiated, they stand on their legs. Even then there should be some good. I tell them to just maintain diaries, they don't care. They are not living up to the diaries there, this guy, I tell them. There is a column there for the chastity. These things nobody will tell you unless they tell you. They consider below dignity. Below what they say, morality. And the whole thing is being spoiled. And the second, third thing, the remedy is chastity and love. Love done not, that means charity. Love means charity, not the sensual love. I don't mean that, you see. These are only remedies that. And our atheism also increasing, you see, even those who are Christians or Hindus or Mohammedans. In number they are there, but how many live up to that? They really say prayers daily. How many they are? Tell them. Everyday life, I was telling this morning, have little chapels in each home. Everyday, from the little child to the elder, all sit together for an hour or so. Say prayer. Read something. Now, bed tea is required and reading our newspapers. Parents are enjoying anywhere, the children are going around anywhere. The result is, only formal way they take of the order, religion does not give us anything. Right? That's the result. We are crying against communism, I am crying against the atheism, which is, we are all a great majority of us.
How do you find in America, Master, don't you think people are quite spiritual compared to other countries? I asked this question, I read, statistics say that the 60 million people, about 60% of the...
You put the card. These are the things for recording.
I can't record it.
Oh, okay.
The statistics show that 60 or 65% of the Americans go to church, whereas in Europe, it's only about 10% people. In America, I have the impression that the people in Europe go to church, but they don't as much as Americans. So I don't know. Church doesn't mean everything, but...
No, my word, that is only routine life, I tell you, they do go. How many they really go and pray? See? Simply they say all standards, 100, 200 people stand very big, round saying prayers and all exerted from head down to foot. Living is required, you see. Have a prayerful mood, that's all right. Oh, that is only after a week. What's the day today? I mean to say morning and evening both times. Let them find it. You find all the change. All the good change in children.
That's what they used to do when this country was founded. They all lived in old log cabins and they gather around the family, but the population is growing. So that's what used to be in this country.
That's only remedy, you see, growing because they have not lived up to what the scriptures say, you see.
Well, from what
you'll find what I'm telling you today, after 10 years.
Doesn't look too good then for the world.
Only two remedies, at least those who are initiated, they stand on their own legs. In the old days, I tell you, there are 3 degrees of celibate, 3 degrees. The lowest was who could live celibate for 12 years, or at least 12 years. Married people, among married people I'm talking, not of those who have left the world, you see. And this next higher was who kept celibacy for 24 years. You see? And the first class, highest, was 48 years. Will they not grow giants? Physically, intellectually, everything?
How long ago was that? How many years ago was that?
Hmm?
How long ago was that? People were like that.
Old times, about when we speak of the initial time in others, in the time of Mahabharata, Ramayana, say about 3,000 years back. these things are given, you see, in our scriptures. When Christ said, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church, what does it mean? See? Then they say, about children also, you see, according to scriptures. You set example yourself, have one or two, that's all. So make them like ideal people. No heat, man, average God knows, I tell you. Not less than half a dozen children. Average chance. Some of you have got even more, those are not ripe up, they are additional. This is no spirituality, I'm telling you. This is a helping spirituality. Night clubs are there, excuse me. Why should I go into it? Father, you know what happens.
Waste of time. I don't know what night clubs are.
Waste of time? Only waste of time would have been better, but still was. Lives are being spoiled, you see.
I think the television spoils a lot of our people. You look on, they're smoking, drinking, even the children take this kind of pill.
I say, hey, television has fun. I met now in Canada, a very troublesome crowd. There are some people there, certain class, they don't like to send their children to the schools. The government is pressing them to go to the school. They say, we don't want this education they give it. We want to keep our own children. Give our own teachings of celibacy, chastity, good life. Government against it. They are put in the jail. They were on hunger strike in Vancouver. I mean, which place it was?
Yeah.
Vancouver.
The Duca bars or something.
And we intercede. That came to me and Baron at that point. And we called the Prime Minister over there. He came over there. We reconciled. Let them have their own school, their own teachers. Why you force them to do what is not, moral? What are schools doing nowadays? The teachers are not decided. Some are spoiled at home and rest in the streets and the further in school. My son was brought up, you see, in this way. He was in reading college. One day, his professor asked him, have you ever professor? Your brother, he came out. Oh, he said, well, father, my professor asked me, was he not ashamed to ask me that? And that has become very normal. I've seen clubs, when they grow of years, so they are free. Everybody do what you like. See, from the viewpoint I'm talking. Whatever, I've seen, I had the chance to go. I was invited over there, I had to go. They're having their wines in bottle after everybody. Young students, young mothers. So they're free now because of our ignorance.
Did I understand you to say that the Baron, you got together with the Prime Minister to let these...
Yes, he came from Ireland, you see, and talked, and they were agreed after all, and they were hunger strike, you see, they were dying of hunger, we helped them for food, you see.
Because I remember for the last 5 years we've been reading about them here in America, and they used to take their clothes off, and they said they were crazy, but now when you tell us a different story, they're very spiritual.
They are not crazy, they are spiritual, they don't want these things.
I came to their
leaders came up to us. They were dying of hunger. Some in the prison, some outside in the cold winter. This is what is required. Who is going to do?
Our newspapers give us the wrong story.
That's altogether wrong. I know what happened. What has been reconciled. Now the government agreed. They give the right only. Why don't you give them their own schools? Let them bring up their own children the way they like. Why you force them? They want their children to go to those schools which are spoiled. Our whole system is wrong. People might tell me what is nonsense speaking, he is speaking about these things, but these are common sense signs appealing to you from your common sense. Then I went to what happened, but they were reconciled, the government agreed how it will be. They were in the jails, you see, inside hungry, outer they were going on hunger strike. All naked, some had clothes, others not. I gave them at least food for it, so that they made them go on hunger. Kala was there, you remember?
Very good.
You had supplied them food over $200.
Yeah.
A lot of things we don't know about this. Will that come in your report? That's good information.
These reports, you see, sometimes this is what in connection with the World Fellowship of Religions I am doing. Also, this is a part of spiritual. If we do not love the hungry gods moving on earth, the naked gods, what will our God who is in heaven should do? God. That is what Christ says, if you do not love your brother whom you see, how can you love God who will do nothing? We don't go into the spirit of the teachings. That's the pity. Then we go by the letter of the rule. We are Christian, we are Hindu, oh, we are reserved, heaven is reserved for us. Who says? Christian is one who sees the light of God. And a Sikh is one who sees the light of God. Who do not see, they cannot go to heaven. Who says it? They will go? But to be very frank, I just know. This is a truth. We are after truth, you see. And I tell you, all these ministers of all religions, let them be taken away from their jobs, not paid anything. Let me see how many ministers remain there. They get ample money to send and living, enjoying, drinking and eating, and simply for an hour so crying like anything. What is it? I do not denounce the prayers, I tell you. I simply the attitude they have taken, like a business. So I said, well, when he got out those money changers, like, go ye out of the synagogue, you have made the house of my father, the business home.
Well, many ministers are complaining over the last 20 years that they've made them administrators, they got to build a big church, business people, they demand a big building, so they're complaining that they're getting away from their real jobs. So even the ministers are beginning to complain.
Yeah.
So,
and they're only promoting, I saw the ceremony of our president in television. The deacon was drinking like in throwing wine throughout. Is it the God intoxicated? With due deference to the system that has been changed into another form. That is why when masters come, they politely change the angle of vision. They don't force, but they awaken them what they are doing. Do you see any truth in it, what I am talking to you?
I see very clearly.
Yes? The only remedy, we should stand on our own legs now, not tomorrow, from this moment. Change our lives, have your homes made chapels, small chapels, have honest life, true to your own self. This is what is wanting, you see. Man, it is not difficult to get to God, but it is difficult to make a man, you see. One poet, Iqbal, says, why Moses went to the mountain to meet God, you see? was he not aware that God is himself in search of men? He does not find any man, they find all beasts in men. They are beastly habits. Beasts in men will be beastly habits. They are the form of, the noble form of a man, but they are not men. They are in the form of Christian, but they are not true Christians. They are in the form of Sikhs, but they are not true Sikhs. They are having this outer badges and they are not living up towards the Master demanded of us.
Master, what is meant by that phrase in the Bible that's frequently quoted? Man is made in image and likeness of God. Does that just refer to his soul?
Soul, yes. Soul. God is all consciousness, our souls are consciousness. God is all light and we are light. We are children of light. God is all wisdom and we are after wisdom.
Well, some interpret that exterior, but that body, that has no reference to the body.
God is neither with form, not without form. Excuse me, if a buffalo, meeting of buffalo sit together, they think of God, a big buffalo. That's all I can see. God is light. God is spirit. And further you find? God is spirit and we are spirit in man. God with form and formless, both are the attribute of the wordless. And what is an expression that light and sound? That's true Christ spirit. I gave a talk in some unity church or temple. When I gave a talk over there like that, I told them Christ also lived before Jesus and also after that. He was very much quiet, you see. Then I asked him, what are you saying? So he gave me a book. He said, we believe Christ was before Jesus and after. What is Christ? Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. Christ is God power or Guru power or Master power. You see, God is the expression of power which controls all things. When that manifests in any human power, pole, that is Christ power of God. Else other
men. May I ask this question, Master? Do you think as initiates, someday or at some time in our development, we'll ever find an answer as to why we were created? That's a question that is always asked. And,
I tell you that. The only question I will, may I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Very ordinary common sense. Why you beget children?
Probably because everybody else does. I don't know.
No, common sense. Because you wicked. Is God really created? Why he created? We will go to him and ask him. That would be better thing. He will be able to explain better. But all masters say that is his will. You see? When he sent down, we have to abide by the rules of that place. I am in India. So long as I'm here, I have to abide by your American laws, you see. I cannot use my death law there in happiness. In your physical plane, you have to abide by the physical law. So, as you sow, so shall you reap. But why he sent us down? Well, it is his pleasure. Or we'll go to him, let us go to him, we'll ask him. When you go there, then I think this intellect won't be with you.
Now
this mind will be with you.
They get the last one. My intellect won't go with you. Don't be
laughing. I'm not putting any inference from discussing any intellectual way, you see. Common sense talk, you see.
Well, many years ago, an Indian saint came here and Mr. Conda took us to him, and some of the people, I think I asked him that question. He didn't answer. He says, well, that's one of the mysteries.
What mystery? Very common sense. You see, when you are physically, intellectually still, you know God. These all questions are within the pale of intellect or mind. When you rise above it, the old question, you become one with it. It is His will, all masters say, it is His will. And that's the only reply that you can give. Because we have been sent to, why sent down? It is His will. Why wanted all this world to be made? Well, if you go on like that, where He was sitting when He made this world, and that land, who created that land on which you were sitting? The seed is before or the tree. Unless you toss and you see, the very questions you put, attributes, three planes and three attributes, this question does not arise. You see clearly it is in this. Before setting up any mill, is the mill of the player or the wish of the mill owner? He opens it. Then he has to abide with all those things. And these things don't help us. The main thing is, we are in a house which is on fire, burning. Who put it in? Why he put fire to the house? Why not first get out, then ask? Get out of the building and see, then find out who, why he has put it.
What did you say, Jerry? I should be asking all the questions.
We are after happiness, you see, bliss and joy. We want to have it. Really, that bliss and joy is within us. Because God is happiness, all wisdom, all joy. He is eternal. And all these qualities are within us too. Don't you find in Corinthians, your spirit is man, body. Why are you afraid of that? Afraid of that you will die. God is eternal, the soul is also eternal. God is our wisdom, we also are wise. Everybody considers himself to be the most wise man in the world. Is it not? That's a reflection like that. And everybody is after happiness. If he earns money, collects money, makes possession, makes buildings, cars, this and that, what for happiness?
Yeah.
But this happiness only temporary, change. The real happiness lies within us so long as we are identified with the outside things. For the time being, we feel happiness. Otherwise, when that is withdrawn or you are withdrawn, you are honest. Well, let us be happy first.
Master, one question that I hear over and over again. The Christians have the idea that they meet their loved ones when they pass on. The Christians, the general Christian attitude is that when they leave here, they go to heaven, they're going to meet their father, mother, children, wife, husband. That's incorrect.
I did. Common sense. Use your common sense. I have come here. If my friends have already come here, I'll meet them. And if they have gone to Africa.
That's it.
No.
I tell them, I don't know how many wives and husbands I have up there.
What will the fate of those who have so many marriages? Just think for a moment. We live after physical body. Yes, so plain. Those who are in that plane you can meet. Not those who have gone up or gone back. That's very common sense. And there is life after death, very definite. As I am here, not in India. They do meet. This is what spiritualism calls. you can quote it. But sometimes, because they do not appear, you're misguided. They act in pose. They personate. That is not reliable. In London, I went. There was one man who called for the spiritualist. He would call the souls, they would talk and they would speak. They had, I think, £3? No, you were not there. £3 or £5 is fee was. All right, we'll pay. I went there. I had about 3-4 people also. They set us in a room, he also sat. And it was all dark, pitch dark. He sat continuously. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, full hour, but nobody came on. Then, naturally, that spiritualist told me, he was considered to be best, he charged of £3, I think, remember, £3 for this evening. Then I offered him to find £3 here, your fee. He said, no, I won't charge him. Why? Well, there's the atmosphere not great. So these people, I suppose can't be contacted. Average lower spirits or average spirits can be contacted, but they cannot be more wise than when they left your body, you see. If I go out of this room, or you go out of this room, do you mean by going out you become angels?
Yes.
What have you dwelt?
See, they just contact the lower spirits.
Spiritism, they do how? For those who are drunkards, they will enter the bodies of drunkards. Those very angry, like who you see, wrath. Those souls, they enter. This is what is called bad spirit, as Christ referred to. Spiritism. Things are very clear as daylight, even at the level of consciousness. But those people who do not see safe, they simply...
Yes, if anyone else has to ask any questions, otherwise
after
we go upstairs,
sorry.
No one would like to ask this question.
Yes, you come
up. During meditation, yes. When may we stop repeating the Holy Name?
Beg pardon?
During the meditation, when may we stop repeating the Holy Name?
When we become God.
But you mean you see the radiant form of the Master? Is that what you mean?
I didn't tell the word. I used the word God.
Well, in the radiant form of the Master is God.
For testing, at least. Because there are negative apparitions too. Test the genuineness of the Master by repeating the five names.
Yes.
Then sort it.
And then you may not repeat them anymore,
is that? Then what he says, do it. He cannot be with you all around 24 hours of the day and night.
But I was wondering, why we have to leave so quick for?
Beg pardon?
I was wondering, why do we have to leave so quick for and not repeat the Holy Names? We go down here again, come back again.
Because, you see, we are not yet accustomed to that, and only once a while we go and come back. Our connection, astral cord, is not broken, silver cord, you see. We have to go back. Naturally, that connection is cut off. But sometimes that appears with open eyes too. That is very high, advanced state. That's advanced state. But generally we go and come, go and come. I tell you, there's one moment in St. Maulana room. That time came up, you see. He was just in his meditation. His friends came up and they prayed to God, oh God, gave him recovery. And he opened his eyes. This recovery may be for you. I don't want it. He said, I have prayed for your recovery, why don't you want it? He said, previously I used to snatch away some time from my busy hours to come in contact with God and be in his lap. Now this is the last moment has come when this body stood between me and God, this is going to be eliminated altogether. Don't you like that I should go into the lap of Father and remain there forever? You see the angle of vision? Different. Saints do live in the world, bound there, I say that honestly. They like to go, but they are under orders. Whenever they have to go, they say, well, don't tell us to stay here. Or Master, don't pray. We used to tell him, why? People generally told him, well, you pray, your Master to let you remember. I am not going to ask him, why? I would like to go. Baba Ji, everything when they lost, they come, but no, don't tell anything of my remaining here. I'm going to, did not Christ said, I'm going to my Father? Pity it is that we judge these things from our own level. We have not realized that state. Those who come with the commission, they have their own status, their own level of thinking. We attach too much importance from the outside things. Just today, when your planes fly even the 32,000 feet and 40,000 feet high, here even the rivers appear like little, very small lines or gutters. When you rise above all these things, become insignificant. Now these things to be very important and the foremost thing, you would not spare an hour from your job as compared with your spiritual advancement. I do see. Well, we cannot get a leave. Cannot get. I have to go to the job. I have no time to attend your talk. Then the compassion is very easy.
Master, your devotees, if they're not able to rise above the front of body consciousness adequately, are they saved from the path on?
The point is, you see, by putting regular time to the spiritual practices, naturally you find as a wood, you see, eaten from within, from the canker, that insect inside, outside it appears all right. Within it is all eaten up by the ants. Similar, those who devote their time by coming in contact with the light and sound principle, naturally their inner cut off, unattached. Is it? The real attachment begins to be with God and higher planes. Such like souls are not to return because they are not attached to the world. They are kept in the higher planes and advance further. Those who do not do anything at all, they take the talents and put it underground, they have to come back, not below the man body. Because in man body only that can dwell. So those who have perfected, for instance, they advance the third stage, they will go direct to the third plane. Those who advance one, they will go one. Any of those who have no attachment left for the world, you will find those who are initiated, they are fed up with the worldly thing. Although they are doing it still with the heart they want to be. This is but natural. When you sit by fire, natural coldness, cold leaves us. So we have to go where we are attached. If we are attached to higher things, and naturally we are not to return. We have to dwell from there. And whatever stage we are dwelt now, they will go straight up there.
I heard through some sort that even if you only love the Master, with all you have, all your soul, all your mind, and you cannot withdraw, that you're still safe when you pass on.
I tell. Yes. You're attached to the God in the Master. What is the Master? Word was made flesh. Your love for him, where will you go, where he will go? If he is truly your Master, you will go, not come back, you will go where he goes, to the higher place. Not to come to the earth at least. That is one natural. why we come back again and again to Krishna? Or maybe we are attached. But how many there are who are really attached to the Master? Tell me. Very few. Who see the God in him only, they are attached. They will not. Who sees that he is a God in man, you see, I think what more is left? But even then, he has not to come back, but he has to dwell for you. As you think, so you become. It is I, not no I, but Christ lives in me. Something like that.
I used to tell some people.
If we love the Master, do you think? Should we not obey the orders?
Yes, but why can't we always?
If we really love the Master, you see, if we have love, you see, take the worldly thing. If you have love for somebody, you simply go by the intellect. You need not speak him, isn't it? Christ said, you love me, keep my commandments, and further he says, let my words abide in you, and you abide in me. What does it mean? How you can abide in him? Of whom you think, really you react there, you see. You do receptivity, as you think, so you become. And don't transcend any orders. This is true love.
Master, some initiates years ago used to say this, and I have said the same thing to others, you know, in discussing the path of the Masters, that even the worst initiate, the most times he has to come back in the man body to the physical, to this earth, would be 3 times. Because the Master, next time, will put him in a better environment where he can develop spiritually. Is that true?
That is only of those who are tamasic. The very first question he put. Tamasic. Mm-hmm. Why should they wait for 3 months? Why not in 1 month? Simply obey his orders. He says, have your life, have your life. He says, put in regular, come in contact with the God power within. Well, you see, you are not return. If in 1 year you can change one class to the higher class, why not, you see, in 1 year step up one stage? Because we are not sincerely doing it. That's all I would say. Of course, the disciple or the initiate should not be in a hurry to advance. But if the teacher wants him to advance, then that's no sin. Time doesn't change, you see. A student can pass two classes 1 year, too, and every 3 months, too.
Pretty much.
Yes, that's it.
Master, could I ask you a question?
100, you see.
In Dr. Johnson's, what's his first name?
Johnson, yes.
In his book, he said, 1 year of meditation on this plane is worth 100. It's better than 100 on the higher planes. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh.
Here you can do advanced. There it takes years. Here it takes months. That's the result you can have in earthly life. You remember that book was revised by me. The original book was not issued by him.
It was written by you, Master?
Written by him, but revised. 3 manuscripts were written by him. You see? They were written in a missionary spirit as he wrote the Christian part of it. You see? He has put the Christian part in a very drastic way. Those were given one copy to me, one to Sardar Bahadur Jagat Singh, third to Professor Jagmohan Rao. Professor Jagmohan never returned it. And Sardar Bahadur Jagat Singh returned very strong strictures for that. He would not listen to that. So it came to my part. I told my master, well, this is because he is not fully aware of all these things. It appears why he has not been able to do all this. Then I went to look at Dr. Johnson. I appreciate the very efforts you have made in bringing out this manuscript. But it appears here and there, you are not in the full know of things. That is why you have not been able to do full justice to the Master. I would like to know that. All other portions are put like as the Christian portion. Hindus do not know, Mohammedans do not know, Sikhs do not know such a thing. They have given quotations from all that, from the Hindu scriptures, Sikh and Mohammedans. He revised that. And I asked him to polish down this Christianity portion. He said, no, no, my brothers in the West won't wake up until I put it that way. This is what he said. And now that book has been revised. A short edition has been issued by them. Because that part is not cherished by the Christians. So that was revised. On revised edition, that revised portion was not given to me. He died in the meantime. That was published as a, but anyhow, many things were set right. So that is also relishable to get information from all religions. But Christianity portion was not liked. Once one man, one lady, I think she was mean or somebody, she applied for initiation. She came across about that, he had heard somewhere about Negro something. She threw away the book. I don't want such like initiation as given in this book. Now they are revised. A big edition has been issued now. That is what written by him. He was a missionary. Of course, he remained there for 6-7 years. We do difference. So that is true. What you can do now is that will take longer time in the higher place.
That frightens
you?
Yeah.
What?
I think how hard I gotta work.
Well, that is what I am complaining of. The people don't get time one day off or 1 hour off from job. They are more important. And we read every day in scriptures, is not body more than the raiment and life more than the meat? What for you read those? What does it profit a man if one gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? They were meant for us, I think. They does not mean you should not work. You must work. You stand on your own legs, on your livelihood.
Well, I meant for meditation.
No, I'm not stopping that. Do that, but out of 24 hours, you see, put in 2-4 hours. You are not working, I think, 24 hours of the day and night. All day 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. How many hours you put in for job? I think not more than that. Or maybe 12 hours, not more in any case.
That's
fine. Huh? What about the 12 hours remaining? I give you 12 hours for the jobs.
8 hours, make people work. 2 hours getting to work.
No, I mean to say, hardly. I don't think anybody is working more than 12 hours a day.
No.
Then, whatever, take it you have to put in 12 hours a day. What about the other 12 hours? Just put in 2-3 hours from there. If you go sick, God forbid, you don't go to your job. Why not spiritual things you can take a day off? Does not this spirituality cost even one day's pay? Tagore, a great poet, international fame, says, "Oh God, I see there's great worth in you. You're a priceless jewel. But I cannot throw away the dirt of my house." Even knowing that you are a great price. You have to change your angle of vision. This only, you see, mind deceives. Out of 24 hours, I think you can very safely give her 2-4 hours.
Will there be meditation in the morning?
It is up to you.
Yes,
for sure. If our master tired, we have to think about it. And before tomorrow evening there will be a regular meeting.
All right.
There will be no meditation tomorrow morning.
All right, yeah. As you please.
Will we meet here, Mr. Connor, at Friends Meeting House?
A Friends Meeting House. That's
4 o'clock?
Yes.
It's a regular sat sign tomorrow, 4 o'clock. That's our regular sat sign tomorrow.
Yes.
At Friends Reading House.
So there are many important works to be done.
I'll hear about how you conduct your satsangs here.
Well, everybody, we took turns.
I'm sleeping here and listen to a home now.
What did you hear about our satsang?
What?
What did you hear about our satsang?
I see how you, all the students carry on the classes.
She carried on wonderfully. Judith Weinbaum, Mr. Slater, and...
Where is Mr. Slater?
I've
not seen him.
Not here.
Huh?
Not here.
Oh, is that what? I have not seen him.
Wolfgang was supposed to call him up. I don't know whether... Is he here?
I called him up. I left a message with him.
Is he out of town? He said something about being out of town.
I think he's out of town.
That's that?
Last set? No, he's not out of town. He's supposed to be on
yesterday.
Which was going to be a very busy day.
So, okay, now, the master go upstairs.
Yes.